KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 24 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, windy, and warmer today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Election officials in Adair County have posted a timeline for voter registration and absentee voting deadlines ahead of the March 2nd Nottoway Valley Community School District special election. The purpose of the special election is to adopt a revenue purpose statement specifying the use of revenues the school district will receive from the state of Iowa's Secure and Advanced Vision for Education, or SAVE, fund. February 15th is the worry-free postmark date. Mailed voter registration forms, which are postmarked on or before that date, are considered on time to be pre-registered for the special election, even if received after pre-registration deadline. February 19th is the pre-registration deadline to vote for the election, and the time is 5 p.m. on that date. This applies to registration in person, including registration at driver's license stations or agencies, or by mail. Voter registrations may register online until 11:59 p.m. That would include the online time frame, obviously. Also on February 19th, that's the last day to mail absentee ballots, and to be mailed is the deadline is at 5 p.m. March 1st is absentee ballots must be postmarked. All absentee ballots returned by mail for the Adair County special election must be postmarked no later than March the 1st and received by March the 8th. The deadline is 12 noon on March the 8th. And March 2nd, of course, is the last day to return absentee ballots in person to the auditor's office before the polls close at 8 p.m. Two men were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Red Oak. Authorities say 66-year-old Harold Arthur Hart of Red Oak was arrested around 2:30 p.m. on a Fremont County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Hart was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on behalf of Fremont County Sheriff's Office. And at around 4 p.m. Tuesday, 33-year-old Charles Randall Brown III of Red Oak was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation. Brown was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday tabled action on appointing members to the Zoning Board of Adjustment and Zoning Commission due to a lack of interested applicants. All interested parties must live outside of their respective corporate municipality limits. In other business, the board heard from the Cass County Wellness Committee and approved participation in the 2021 Cass County Employees Wellness Program. It's essentially the same program they approved last year when the participation rate was 100%. Participation generates results in healthier employees, they say, and cost discounts in certain areas. The board received a quarterly report from Conservation Director Micah Lee, who said they've been able to lay down an asphalt overlay and trimming of trees at Cold Springs State Park this past fall. They've also conducted general maintenance, brush removal, and fire management to work on other locations in the county. Micah said also he's spoken with the DNR fisheries biologist Brian Hayes to discuss what they can do to improve the pond at the outdoor educational classroom, which Lee described as being old, turbid, and weedy.
He recommended there's one silt pond up above the bigger pond. It needs to be cleaned out. The tube is kind of stuck around, you know, walked around the tube. That needs to be reset. And then the other drop coming into that pond, he recommended putting another silt pond there. And then we discussed some possibilities of maybe a drawdown and doing some fish spawning areas along some of the shores. So I'm going to meet with NRCS sometime and take a look at it and see what their recommendations are.
In the funeral announcements, Marlis Moore, age 89, of Heartland, died Friday. Funeral services for Marlis Moore will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harland. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harland has the arrangements. CDC guidelines will be observed during the service and masks will be required. Daniel Weller, age 53, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Daniel Weller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Again, COVID guidelines will be observed and seating will be limited for the funeral service. The funeral will be live streamed on the Odie Funeral Home Facebook page. Robert Bob Dean, age 93, of Griswold, died Sunday. The massive Christian burial for Bob Dean will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Thelma Nelson, age 81, of Elkhorn, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Thelma Nelson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Kenneth Foxhoven, age 76, of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Kenneth Foxhoven will be on Thursday at 4 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Ted Williams, age 94, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Ted Williams will be Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Helen Brock, age 97, of Harlan, died January 10th. A private family mass of Christian burial for Helen Brock will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth, with Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Donald Keith Lauer, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Keith Lauer will be on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Masks and social distancing will be required. Larry Culver, age 79, of Menlo, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Larry Culver will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michaela Mickey Ann Williams, age 62, of Harlan, died Saturday. Celebration of life for Michaela Mickey Williams will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at Grace Baptist Church in Harlan, with Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Arlene Gustafson, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died December 22nd. Funeral services for Arlene Gustafson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. OD Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Robert Stewart, age 90, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday. Private family mass of Christian burial for Robert Stewart will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ron Shipley, age 71, of Atlantic, died January 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Ron Shipley will be Sunday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Weston, age 68, of Grant, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Richard Weston will be Tuesday at the Grant Cemetery. Wolf Billings Funeral Chapel of Villisca is in charge of the arrangements. John Eskew, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday. A memorial service and luncheon for John Eskew will be held sometime later this spring or early this summer, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic assisting the family. Dwayne Gerald Bender, age 70, of Stewart, died January 13th. A celebration of life service for Dwayne Bender will be held at a later date. That's a check of the news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.